La segunda edición del Festival Roxy está a unos días de realizarse y como parte del talento invitado está The Last International, banda de Nueva York, y su vocalista Delilah Paz está en la línea telefónica. Hola, Delilah.
Hola.
How are you?
Hey, I'm very well, thank you.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you right now?
Okay, right now I am standing right outside a cafe in Tokyo, Japan, like on my computer.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you working in Japan right now with the band?
Yeah, we did. We played a show at Warped Tour in Tokyo.
Okay.
Yes, we had a show here. So now we just have like two more days just to see the city, and then we go to Los Angeles, and then we go to Mexico.
Well, you're gonna travel half world in the next few weeks, right?
Yeah, a lot of flying,
but a lot of fun also.
Oh yeah.
So, Delilah, your last record was released by the own band, right? Even if you have a record deal with Epic Records.
The previous record was with Epic Records, and we finished recording a new record. The one that's going to come out during the summer is called Soul on Fire. That's going to be self-released, and it should be out during the summer, but maybe a single or two before then.
Why did you decide to release your album by yourself?
I think we needed to, for the artistic, to be able to do what we wanted to do artistically. And at the time, we weren't able to do that on our last Epic record when we were on there.
Yes.
So we just wanted to take time to write and to find ourselves again as artists. And we didn't want to sacrifice anything creatively. So we pretty much did whatever the hell we wanted to do. So.
And you actually did it, right?
Yeah, we recorded it. We just mixed it. We went to Nashville to finish all the mixing, so it's pretty much finished. You just have to get it all, all packed up. But it's done. It's all done.
So, Delilah, it's maybe a little harder to be an independent artist, but it's also very interesting because there's a lot of creative freedom, as you said, and there's also a lot of people trying to find these independent sounds.
Yes, yes. I think if you find some people are better with having a major label because they do provide you with a lot of financial backing, which as artists, sometimes, it's very hard, financially to do what you want to do creatively, but there's also artists doing things very creatively that have no label, no funding, and it's completely on their own. So I think everyone has their own thing, and I think we were trying to find that. We started on, a major label with all this stuff, and we found ourselves getting lost and losing ourselves a little bit. So for us, I think it was time to just, start from scratch creatively and find out who we were again.
Okay.
But I like also the independent route. It's sometimes it's more exciting. It's a little more scary too.
But the music of The Last International needs that freedom, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm sure there. Maybe eventually we'll find a label to go with, or we'll just be independent for the rest of time. Maybe release it on our own label. But yeah, I think. There's a part of us that's very independent, so I think it definitely is, I don't know the word. it works out right now for what we're trying to say and all that.
But Delilah, in your lyrics, there's also a lot of social conscience, right? You want to talk about the things that are wrong all over the world?
Yep. Yeah, that's definitely that's what The Last International is. That's why we named it that. And from the beginning, that was going to be a part of our DNA in the band. has to, you know, has to speak truth to power, as they say, or, you know, it has to be grounded in what is going on in the world. You know, at least speak up for things around us, or be a voice for something, some sort of change. And there's always a struggle and a fight going on somewhere in the world, you know.
Yes. And the music, yeah. and specifically the rock, it's a very good vehicle to create conscience.
Yeah, I mean, music, I mean, it's a beautiful way to, like, express things, you know, and to be able to have concerts and go out and, you know, what I'm doing right now is, like, I can't even believe I'm doing it, you know, like, being able to go to Tokyo and then play for you in Guadalajara, it's like, and from all over the world, we're playing for people who only speak Japanese or who only speak Spanish. And my Spanish is pretty bad, but I try. And but we can connect on the music. We can connect on the music part and all that. It's, you know, it's a pretty special thing.
And also, in the history of music, there has been a lot of lyricists, a lot of musicians who talks about this social conscience. They talk about how bad we are as a society.
Yeah.
You follow that path, so
definitely,
right?
Definitely. I mean, I'm trying to. That's a path that I'm trying to follow in my life. There's definitely artists that I'm influenced, like all their lyrics have something to do with some sort of social consciousness, or, you know, I love that stuff.
Delilah, a few years ago, you played with The Who, right?
Yes.
You've been part of The Who tour.
Yeah, I think it was their 50th anniversary tour, so it's pretty crazy.
Yes, how cool was that?
50 years. Oh, man, it was totally cool. Let me think. I'm trying to think of a cool story from that little... Pete Townsend was really cool. Like, we met them in the backstage in the dressing room, and it was definitely wild to see them, like, rocking out. So, and, they were totally laid back as people. They were really nice, and you could tell they love music. So they're still, like, excited to play. And, you know, because they're like rock stars when. It's like, I guess, the 60s when they came out, right?
Yes, exactly.
So they, like, yeah, and they still have that, you know, like that, I don't know what it is. There's some aura about them that's, like, still, like, you know, they were the biggest thing in the world, and they still have that aura about them. So it's pretty cool.
Congratulations about that.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Yes.
So, Delilah, you will play here in Guadalajara in Roxy Festival.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
This will be your first time here in Mexico?
Not first time in Mexico, but first time in Guadalajara.
Okay.
We did go to Mexico City once before for a festival. And I think that's the only time we played. So we've only been there once.
And how was that experience playing to Mexican audience?
It was awesome. It was actually, the reason why we played there was a last minute booking. Because a band dropped out of the festival, and our agent, we were actually on the road in the U.S. during that time, and our agent calls us, and he's like, so I got this opportunity for you if you want to go, but you got to go, like, in, like, 2 days. You got to fly down to Mexico.
Okay.
And we're like, yeah, we're definitely down to do that. So we ended up stopping what we were doing in the U.S. and just flying to Mexico. We got on a really good slot on the festival. The sun was going down, and like turning dark out, and the crowd was really big, so it was a perfect first show there.
I guess so. And you will play in a few weeks here in the city, and you will have a very good lineup along with LCD Sound System or Franz Ferdinand or Erasure.
Awesome. That's awesome.
A lot of diversity, a lot of new sounds, a lot of new music.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Well, Delilah, looking forward to see you here in Roxy Fest.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great trip to Mexico.
You too. Thank you.
See you.
Gracias. See you soon.